Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton Boys Soccer Coach, Zach Jensen. Zach, thanks for chatting with us today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Let's give a little background. How long have you coached Newton Soccer here?
This is my ninth season at Newton. Before that, I was at Johnston High School for 4 or 5 years. And then I'm also the current one of the assistant men's soccer coaches at Central College in Pella. And then I coach a Iowa Rush girls club team as well. So
you're pretty busy.
Soccer is everything, guys.
I guess. Yeah. Well, in your time here, you've had some good success, right?
Our last 9 years, I mean, we were one of the first teams to ever go back to, for Newton boys soccer, first team to go back to state since 1996. So we went to state, reached the quarterfinals in 2018. Then we went back in 2022 and reached the semifinals. And then the last two seasons, we've been to the sub-state final and just kind of up short. So
yeah. What was the common denominator between those teams?
Just the right kids, right people. They all get along. Their family. You could just see they bought in and they got what we were trying to do. So, just the kids in general. They would made it. So,
all right. Now, last year, how'd that kind of go?
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge senior group. So we had 16 seniors we graduated. A lot of those guys have been playing together for a while, since they were kids. And so, two, three, four guys that were, that really molded the team. And, we made it back to the sub-state final, ended up losing to the eventual state champions, DCG. So.
Okay, so you got lots to replace this year,
yeah,
right?
So I mean, I kind of say it's a new era of Newton soccer, and we're excited about that. I mean, every year is a puzzle piece to put together. I mean, you've got new kids that come in program, you got kids that leave. It's very unlike college where we recruit guys that we want, right? You've got you're given all of these guys, and you've got to figure it out, put the puzzle together, and figure out what's going to happen. So this year is, in my 9 years, is an most unknown we've ever had, and I think that excites me the most. I told our guys this is probably the most excited I've been in 9 years, just because of the unknown. You don't know. I mean, we've been out there now at almost a week and a half, and putting things together, and we've finally come to a style of play that I've wanted to play here at Newton, and I'm excited about it.
How would you describe that style?
Our normal style has been we've been a very physical and athletic team the last 9 years. I grew up with purists of the game. I had English coaches always growing up, and so I mean, the purists of the game, they like to see a build, right? Connect passes, possess, build up, and score. And not, I mean, a lot of times you've seen us, we'd play a direct game, right? Hit the ball into the channels, run onto it. We got fast, physical guys that are going to run onto it and score. And I really think we have a team that can build and play out of the back and possess the ball a little bit better and connect more passes than we've ever had before. So,
who are some of the players you're going to be counting on, you think, at this point?
Yeah, I mean, our one, so we've got one varsity starter returner this year. That's okay. Landon Bozarth, which I'm sure you probably talked to in basketball.
He jailed pretty much in basketball this season.
He's been
too.
A 4-year starter for us.
Oh, wow.
He started every, I think we looked at the stats, and he's started every game of his high school career so far. So really cool, and really excited for his senior year, and just the way I've seen him grow the last 4 years. He's a senior captain of ours this year. Our other captain, Austin Kennedy, he's a senior captain. They're both guys I think that are going to be playmakers for us this year. So those are two of the main guys. We've got a very young roster. So, I mean, guys that are maybe returning that have played a few minutes or got minutes last year, but maybe didn't start. I mean, you've got Troy Ramsey. Javen Dolan's going to be our goalkeeper this year. He was our backup last year, and he got to get some minutes last year. He came into the sub-state final when our other senior goalie got injured. So he's got some experience coming in. With some new guys that we have. So Austin Kennedy's brother is a freshman, Parker Kennedy. He's been a soccer player his whole life, and he's coming in, so we're excited about him. We got a transfer this year from, I th- think it's East Marshall. He played on that Central Iowa United team that's got like seven schools together.
Oh, yeah.
So Cooper Lenz, he's a sophomore. So we're excited about him. Some other returners, Micah Mattis, Kent Montgomery, that'll play defender, defensive mid for us. Kent Montgomery started some games for us last year and got a lot of time, and he was a contributor for us last year. So excited for his second season. And both those guys, I mean, they're just dogs and they battle. Some other freshmen, I mean, David Wickett that's coming in as a freshman, that he's impressed us. Some other seniors that we have on the team, Talon Curry as a forward, Christian Bookley kind of as a outside winger for us. But yeah, I mean, it's a new roster. And again, it just excites us just because, I mean, it's the unknown, and it's really cool to put something together from the beginning, and when you've got pieces, and really cool to see where you can go with it. So
what do you think is going to take longest to get where you want, defense or offense?
Well, the other night, I mean, we went down to Washington, had a scrimmage, and obviously, yeah, we didn't score a goal. So, I mean, that's one thing that we've been working on this week, is we've got to figure out how to get the back of the net. We've got the pieces that – we've got the depth and the pieces to score. We just got to do it and focus and concentrate in the final third of the game. Defensive-wise, I feel like we've got some pretty good defenders. The big thing is just gelling together, right? Getting to know some of the newer guys that need to know their tendencies and how they play together. So,
when's your first actual meet?
First actual game is next Tuesday at Norwalk. Next week is, it's always been a gauntlet for us. The first actual season, first actual week of games is a gauntlet. Always the last 9 years, we play four games in 5-6 days. So Tuesday we're at Norwalk. Thursday we come back home, play Marshalltown, and then Saturday we play in our Newton Classic, or whatever you want to call it, and we play, I think, Central United in Benton. So four games in those 5 or 6 days, yeah. So it's kind of a gauntlet for us, and we know a lot about ourselves after
that. Yeah, I was going to say, you'll know a lot more after that in short order. Yeah, yeah. So a lot of action here in the next several days.
Yes.
All right. Well, appreciate you talking with us. We'll look forward to talking to you all the rest of the season and this young team.
Yeah, appreciate you.
That is Newton Boys soccer coach Zach Jensen joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.